This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's a former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Let's get started. Rules of engagement, pretty easy. First and foremost, if you want to engage with the program, you can always send me a text message. The phone number to use is 33103, 33103. So in your, whatever you use for messaging, you just type in this phone number, 33103. And then in the message box, you start your message with the word either Mike or Michael, obviously my first name, and then tell me anything or ask me anything. I read every single text message, can't reply to all of them. But, and this is important to know, you can send me a text message anytime, because I know some people listen to this program on podcast. Some affiliates carry the program live, and then they carry it again later on a different station or a different time. So whenever you, or even when you're not listening to me, you come across something funny, you have a great link you want to send me, you can always send that to me. Just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Second, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find a tab that says how to listen. And that will take you to an interactive map where you can find affiliates all across the country, and you can find out when they air the program. The third thing to do is look for the social media icons, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There you can follow me on social media platforms. I would appreciate you following me. Follow me today. At Twitter is at Michael Brown USA. Follow me on Twitter right now. If you want to follow me on Instagram or Facebook, it's at Michael D. Brown. Get that done. Then lastly, let's talk quickly about the podcast. On your podcast app, whichever podcast app you use, makes no difference, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Then you hit the subscribe button. Once you do that, your app should automatically download all of the weekday programs and the weekend program, so you get 23 hours of me. What more could you, 23 of me, 23 of me. It's like you get 23 hours of me. What more could you ask for? I want to say something about the company I work for. So I work for iHeartMedia, which is the largest radio broadcast, the largest media company, for that matter, in the entire world. We have podcasts, obviously. We've got digital. We have broadcasts. We've got all sorts of broadcasting capabilities. And I've been with iHeartMedia. I'm going on my 19th, 20th year. I've lost count, but quite a while now. And I also work for Premier Radio Networks, which is the syndicator of this program, which is a company owned, it's a wholly owned subsidiary of iHeartMedia. So iHeartMedia and Premier Networks are those are my employers. In the almost two decades that I've been on radio, never has anyone told me what to say or what not to say. And if you've listened to me over the years, you know I'm sarcastic, I'm a smartass, I very oftentimes take very contrarian views about things, including during the whole COVID pandemic. I was given on another station, a sister station of iHeart, I was given an hour every day to counterbalance all of the crap that you were hearing about COVID. And they knew that I was a salmon swimming upstream. So I take great pride in working for these companies that recognize that content is king and that I'm drawing a large audience and great ratings and great sponsors. And so I've got free reign. Now, obviously, I'm restricted by FCC rules. There's only one word I wish I could use, and that's the S word. I don't necessarily want to use the F bomb or anything, but I'm constrained by the FCC where I can't say certain things. But in terms of content, certain words, but in terms of content, both Premier and iHeart are just, hey, go produce a good quality program. Say whatever you want to say. Why do I bring any of this up? Because George Soros, the billionaire and the left-wing activist, is going after media companies that are floundering. Now, fortunately, our company's not floundering. Last August, a Soros front company called Fortress joined a consortium of other buyers to purchase a company called Vice Media. Vice Media was where Tim Pool, an investigative journalist, that's where he was based. It was his company. But Tim Pool made a mistake. Tim Pool went woke and he went broke. Go woke, go broke. Last week, it became public that Soros is poised to purchase a huge share in the second largest radio broadcast network, Odyssey. Let's talk about conservative talk radio for a moment. You may recall last weekend on this program, and if you missed last weekend's program, it's on the podcast. Last Saturday, a week ago today, was the 3-year anniversary of the death of Rush Limbaugh. I was a huge Rush fan. I wasn't a Rush baby, but I was with Rush and listened to him from the very first day he broadcast in August of 1988 until the day that Catherine Limbaugh came on air and announced his death. I couldn't listen to every single day because of work, but I listened to him when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. If I was in my office or I was in my car going somewhere, I had Rush on if that was the time of day. My security detail actually loved him. One of the things that Rush did was he established radio, broadcast radio in particular, and of course now podcasts, everything else, as the arena of conservative political voices. And I'm here to tell you that now those voices are under attack. Soros, who is well-known leftist, has already helped destabilize several cities around the country by funding his preferred DAs, district attorneys. He actually believes in soft-on-crime policies. And he believes in undermining, if not actually defunding, the cops. In general, this billionaire, by his strategic investments, has allowed chaos to reign in places where he doesn't have to face the consequences of the chaos. He can stay over in Europe, where he can hide wherever he's going to hide in the Hamptons. He can hide wherever he wants to. He doesn't have to deal with the chaos. But now, with Odyssey selling, he's got a chance to put a foothold in conservative talk radio. Odyssey's in Chapter 11. They have billions of dollars in debt. They're in Chapter 11. They're restructuring. And in the restructuring of Odyssey, Soros is expected to be paid back in stock for helping to buy back the debt. And I can assume that from that Soros will be able to use his position as one of the primary shareholders to influence the type of programs that broadcast on the various Odyssey-owned radio stations. It is a calculated business and a calculated political move. The Washington Examiner has a story about it, in which the author states, objectively, it's a shrewd move by the affluent left-wing political activist. Of course, this could all just be conjectural overreaction. However, if Soros were to implement a Republican talk show purge nationwide, it would undoubtedly be seen as a political power play to influence public opinion. And in many ways, if this does happen, it should be considered the left's countermaneuver to Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, now known as X. It should make conservatives, Republicans, at least a bit uneasy. iHeartMedia's already been through Chapter 11. We've already restructured. We're on solid financial footing. I'm not worried about it, but I do want you to be aware of it. George Soros is on the move. And while I've always believed that somewhere, somehow, there would be an attack on conservative talk radio, it may be appearing and happening now. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Secret Sauce, next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I've been buying gold as an investment and for protection of my assets for decades. And with volatility everywhere you look, I'm buying more gold right now. Global Gold Investments has an absolutely free gold guide that I want you to read. It's a great guide for buying gold, including how to convert your IRA or savings to a gold IRA tax and penalty free. Global Gold Investments is my source for buying gold and silver. Give them a call at 855-910-GOLD or better yet, go online, michaelbrowngold.com. That's michaelbrowngold.com.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, and be sure and subscribe to the podcast. Have you ever wondered why Disney went woke? What happened to Disney? Well, an intrepid journalist by the name of Christopher Rufo. You can find him on Twitter, at Christopher Rufo. He does great work. He uncovered a company video. You know, it's always amazing to me. In fact, I was on a Zoom call the other day, and I just happened to notice that, I don't know whether I didn't try it, but it was a company Zoom call. And as I was on it, I noticed that, oh, there's the record button up there. I wonder if I push it, if I touch, you know, if I scroll my mouse over there and touch it and click on, do I get to record the company meeting? Then does everybody else know the meeting's being recorded? I just find it fascinating that all of these videos at some point tend to get out. Videos that I think Bob Iger, the chairman of Disney, probably never thought would get out. But Rufo uncovered the video in which Iger seems to admit that if you go back to that day that democracy almost died, you know, the day we have to whisper about, January 6th. Have you ever thought about it? Let me just remind you something about January 6th. The cabal keeps referring to January 6th as an insurrection. Yet hundreds, if not thousands, of defendants have been charged with all sorts of crimes. Everything from minor trespassing charges all the way up to and including sedition. Not one individual, including Donald Trump, has been charged with a crime of insurrection. And in fact, Congress, after the Civil War, after the 14th Amendment was adopted, enacted a criminal insurrection statute. It is a federal crime to engage in an insurrection. Interesting, huh? They keep calling it an insurrection, but nobody's been charged with an insurrection. So if nobody's been charged with an insurrection, how can any of those people that were rioting that day, and even the people that were just merely like, oh, gee, I'm inside the Capitol, let me take some pictures, let me take a selfie. If none of them have been charged with an insurrection, how can it be an insurrection? Bob Iger, in this video, I think tells us why Disney became woke.
Well, Bob has talked about this eloquently since he's become CEO. I'll say a couple of things about it. You know, we've tended to shy away from politics. And in doing so, I think we've shied away from talking about issues that aren't political at all, like the issues that we're talking about today. Because we believe in doing so, maybe it looks like we're taking a stand. Well, in that reality, we should be taking a stand. By the way, I take responsibility for this. I was CEO for 15 years. And so I manage the company's public facing, processes and how we were portraying ourselves. And I think that we have to be less cautious, as Bob, I think, was just alluding to, about such things and not be concerned, like just commenting about what happened in Washington last week. That's not political on our part at all. We know that what we saw was fundamentally wrong and that it was rooted in hatred and disrespect and contempt and intolerance. And we should feel free as a company to comment about that without retribution. And another thing I want to say that I've learned these last 9 to 12 months is, you know, I'm very proud of a lot of the work we've done in terms of diversity and inclusion on screen. When we did a Coco, for instance, at Pixar, a great example of that, or Tiana, or of course Black Panther is one of the great examples of that. I allowed those things to make me feel a bit complacent in a sense. It's not that I wanted to be that way, but I thought, wow, we did Black Panther. How great are we? And it caused me to not focus as much as I should have on the culture of the company and the environment and in the voices that were telling those stories as opposed to just how they were being portrayed on the screen.
Wow, I find that interesting. Now, my thought is this. The BLM riots had been raging. Chaz, if you recall, in Seattle, had taken over city blocks. People of all races, people of all creeds, were falling victim to violence all across the country. Poor black neighborhoods were taking the brunt of all of that. And yet somehow January 6th, that was the tipping point for Bob Iger at Disney? Where were you when all the other stuff was going on? And by the way, I don't buy into the premise that everything has to be political. I don't want, when I go to a baseball, if I go to a Major League Baseball game in Denver, if I go see the Rockies lose again, I don't want to be flooded with political messages. I want to watch the Rockies suck again. I want to watch the Rockies lose again. Well, not really. I'd like to watch them win once in a while, but I don't want to watch politics. And I don't want Major League Baseball anymore. I'm not that big of an NFL fan, but I don't want college football or NFL or hockey or soccer or anything else to become political. Why does everything have to become political? And then more interestingly, for Disney at least, why is it that suddenly you ignore all of the BLM riots? You ignore Chaz. You ignore Occupy Wall Street. You ignore the absolute destruction of poor black neighborhoods. And then suddenly January 6th is your tipping point? Maybe that's because the dumbass media kept telling us that the BLM riots were mostly peaceful as we watched the cities burn behind the reporters that kept telling us they were mostly peaceful. It's important to note that at the time of that video, Bob Iger was on his way out as CEO. Now, he's since returned, but at the time of that video, he was on his way out. Bob Chapek was his handpicked successor. He failed. And it was under Chapek that Disney really rode hard into that culture war agenda and began to face its much-deserved pushback from the country at large. Chapek was the one who wrote a letter openly doubling down on Disney's LGBTQ plus agenda and excoriating Florida's Parental Rights and Education Act. Clearly the C-suite elites don't even really like kids. Nothing that's been made recently has been for kids, but for the messages and ideology that Disney wants to convey. You know, over at one of the websites that I read, Hot Air, David Strome puts it this way. This isn't about January 6th, Democrats, MAGA, or anything else. It is using up the resources of a great American corporation in order to fight for a radical ideology that most Americans despise because Disney's top management despises American culture. I thought that was a brilliant statement. You know why? Because I think the elites in this country really do despise working men and women. They despise everything that Middle America stands for. And that's just wrong. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. That burger? Next.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Suggest there's a shadow candidate running for president of the United States. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Donald Trump. No one is talking about this third candidate yet. But based on this candidate's track record, their victory could mean sweeping changes to your way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Many conservatives will be shocked when this politician enters the race. Who is this shadow candidate? And how could they transform America? A respected money manager from Palm Beach just shared the details in a free video that's going viral online right now. In the video, he reveals the identity of the shadow candidate, the big election twist that could happen by August 19th, and the five steps you should take to prepare. Be advised, this man's election forecast is controversial, but it's a real eye-opener, and you can watch it for free right now by going to electiontwist3.com. Again, that's electiontwist3.com. electiontwist3.com, sponsored by the Freeport Society.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, for whatever reason, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And I'm really glad that you are. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, and when you get there, you can click on the tab, How to Listen, to find affiliates around the country. You can tap on any of the social media icons, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you can follow me. And then you can search for, on your podcast app, this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, click on subscribe, and that will automatically download for you all of the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all 23 hours of me on the air. which of course I know you want to do. So go do that right now. A potpourri of a few things. The Beyond Meat Company. I told you I was going to talk about the Beyond Burger. They're revamping its signature Beyond Burger in response to declining sales. I love capitalism. Because if you allow a free market to operate, companies will succeed and companies will fail. Some companies will learn to adapt. Some companies might think they've got the next big thing, the best mousetrap ever. And it turns out, well, people don't really want a new mousetrap. In this case, the Beyond Burger sales weren't quite what they wanted. No. So they decided to revamp their burger. So they have a new secret ingredient in that burger. You know what it is? Real meat. Yeah. So for all you vegetarians out there, or you vegans, or you all you Beyond Meat lovers, might want to go check the ingredients. Maybe they're going to add some more, crispy critters in it, too. Cockroaches or something. Crickets, who knows? I found this funny, too, in the news. John Oliver, over at HBO, the not-so-funny comedian, he's offered Clarence Thomas $1 million and a brand-new recreational vehicle because he and his wife, Jenny, like to travel the country on their vacations. They like to travel around the country spending their vacations in RV parks. The United States Supreme Court justice. I find nothing unusual about that. I find it interesting. Clarence Thomas, I know Clarence, I know his wife really well. I know Clarence Thomas pretty well. They're common, ordinary people. They're good people. And they like to travel in an RV. Nothing wrong with that. Millions of people do it. But anyway, John Oliver thinks it's funny. He's offered him $1 million to resign from the Supreme Court. Doesn't John Oliver remember what happened the last time that Democrats tried to buy and sell black people? We called it slavery. We fought a civil war over it. And we said, no, we're not going to do that. That's how stupid John Oliver is. Offering a black guy $1 million to, step down from the court. What an idiot. Speaking of idiots, California Democrat Eric Swalwell is under fire for his campaign expenditures last year. Man, these people blow my mind. $430,000 for travel, $30,000 for chauffeur service, and more than $10,000 for toilet paper. Now, when I read that, my first reaction was, oh, my gosh, look over my shoulder. There must be a pandemic coming because every time there's a pandemic or every time there's – I never understand this, but every time there's going to be, for example, in Colorado, if there's going to be a blizzard, people go out and buy tons and tons of toilet paper. Why don't you just go to Sam's or Costco and just stock up and just always have plenty of toilet paper? But nope, Eric Swalwell spent $10,000 on toilet paper. A brewery in Minnesota has released a short video of an employee being knocked across the room after a tank valve exploded and sprayed him with IPA. He's okay, but it's too bad he didn't move faster. He should have been more hoppy, hopped along faster. Joe Biden, in probably what is the creepiest thing, and he said and done a lot of creepy things, Joe Biden says that the key to his marriage is good sex. I could say something awful here. Should I? I don't know. Joe Biden says the key to his marriage is good sex. I wonder if he gets to watch. Bada boom. This week, a company called Intuitive Machines put a lunar lander on the moon. Well, for all you conspiracy theorists out there, maybe I should add, allegedly put a lunar lander on the moon. I found that story interesting because it's been 50 years. 50 years since we had a man on the moon. Why? I mean, Elon Musk walks around with a T-shirt that talks about, you know, he wants 1 million people on Mars or something. He wants to populate Mars. We can barely get one man on the moon. So who am I going to bet on? The government and NASA? Or am I going to bet on the private sector? I think I'll bet on the private sector. Do you take Ozempic? I have a friend who takes Ozempic. Now, he's truly diabetic. In fact, he's a medical doctor. And he was visiting us, I don't know, it's maybe been 6 months or so ago. And we thought he had lost weight. And his wife, who's also a nurse, he's a medical doctor, she's a nurse, said, oh, yeah, they have him on Ozempic. He was dizzy and sick and everything, and I told him he needed to get his blood sugar checked, and it turned out that he's got, you know, diabetes, and so they put him on Ozempic. Well, apparently gym attendance has been dropping across the country, and personal trainers are blaming Ozempic because it makes people vomit when they work out. Really? I don't know whether that story's true or not, but that's what I've heard. Speaking of Joe Biden, have you seen the video? No, how long is this? It's We Are the United, you can find it on YouTube. It's called We Are the United States of America. Now, no matter how you feel about the issue he's attempting to talk about, one thing is for sure, one thing is certain from watching this video, and that is that Joe Biden is mentally and physically unfit for the office of the presidency. And this video proves why. It's got so many cuts in it. Do you remember this video?
An attack on one is an attack on all. That's what NATO's Article 5 says. It's a simple but powerful concept. And it embodies why one of America's greatest sources of strength is our alliances. They're not only important to us, they're important to the rest of the world. In the entire history of NATO, Article 5 has only been invoked once to stand with the United States of America after we were attacked on 9/11. The whole world knows if any adversary were to attack us, our NATO allies would have our back. And they know we would have their backs as well. And that's why what the former president said is so dangerous. He said he would encourage Russia to, and I quote, do whatever the hell they want, end of quote. A statement heard around the world. It does nothing but encourage bad behavior. After Putin's most fierce opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, died in a Russian prison last week, the former president, Trump, and other Republicans refused to hold Putin accountable for his death. Instead, Trump said Navalny's death made him realize how bad America is. He said, and I quote, we are a nation in decline. A failing nation, end of quote. Why does Trump always blame America? Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Why can't Trump just say that? Putin's responsible. We have to stand up to Putin and pass the national bipartisan bill, the National Security Bill, supporting Ukraine as they defend themselves against Putin's vicious onslaught. The Senate's already acted. It's time for the House to act now because the votes are there. The Speaker needs to call a vote and abide by the will of the House. A clear majority supports what the Senate supports. So we can stand with Ukraine and send them the supplies they need to defend themselves. And prove to the world once more, America can be relied on. We stand strong with our allies. We have to remember who we are. We're the United States of America. We keep our commitments. We never walk away from our friends. And we sure as hell don't bow down to Vladimir Putin.
That video was, well, it's 2 minutes and 3 seconds. I cut it off at 2 minutes because it just cuts to a black screen with a white outline of the White House on it. I'd encourage you to go find this. There are, by one count, 29 edits in a 2 minute video. Now, that's including the edits disguised as camera changes as well as the jump cuts. Let me explain what I mean. Biden is reading from a teleprompter. He's looking squarely at the teleprompter. Even when the camera jumps to, like, there must be, this is like a 3, maybe 4 camera shot that they're making, a 4 camera video. Even when the front-facing camera, the one that's facing Biden directly toward the front, looking him in the eyes, it's slightly off, just slightly to his left, because he never looks directly into the camera. He looks only at the teleprompter. Now, you can count 29 edits in that two-minute video. At no point in that video, when you watch it, do you realize that Biden does not speak for more than 6 seconds at a time. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi, six Mississippi. Cut. Okay, reset the cameras. Now, let's do the next 6 seconds. It took a lot longer than 2 minutes for Joe Biden to speak to you for 2 minutes. Why do this? Why not just let him read from the teleprompter for a couple of minutes? You know why? Because I don't think that he can. He simply cannot accomplish that physical and that mental feat. You've seen it by now. Every time the old man gets behind the podium, he makes a complete fool of himself. He babbles. He goes off on tangents. He remembers things that never happened. He freezes up. Just like that Thursday night after the Robert Hoover Special Counsel report came out, and Biden gets mad and goes in and does a press conference in the, I forget what it was, in the Roosevelt Room or where in the West Wing. He's angry, and he stumbles around. Talks about the rosary beads that he wears that he got from his, from somewhere. And he talks about Gaza and refers to the Mexican president, Sisi, when he really means the Egyptian president. But who could you mix up? How could you mix up the Mexican president with the Egyptian president? Because Mexico's a hell of a long ways from the Gaza Strip. He should not be doing this job. He should not. However, he's out doing fundraisers. Wait till you hear what's happening at the fundraisers.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DynaVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and confidence and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stiefel has been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stiefel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stiefel, where success meets success. Find a financial advisor at Stiefel.com. Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. Free home custom theater installation for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
As usual, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, whether you're listening live, delayed, podcast, however, I sincerely appreciate all you goobers tuning in and listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So let's go back. The president cuts that two-minute video, 29 edits in it, four cameras, at least three cameras, maybe four, all cutaway shots, all jump shots all the time. So no, Lord knows how long it took him to cut a two-minute video, reading from a teleprompter, something that I think my 92-year-old mom could do probably in one take. And she's not accustomed to reading from a teleprompter. Democrat donors are starting to raise concerns. Apparently, during closed-door fundraisers, he is using note cards to speak to donors. If there's one place that you ought to be able to go speak extemporaneously about your plans, your policies, your strategies, how much you appreciate the donors, you should be able to do all of that without a note card. He's also excluded cameras from fundraising events. Now, I think that is okay in some instances, but I'm talking about, no, wait a minute, not just press cameras, which is, I think, completely legitimate, but you can't take your cell phones in. His team has reporters ushered out before pre-screened donors give him questions. And these reportedly involve just two or three questions that have been vetted by the president's staff, with Biden reading the responses from detailed note cards that are written by the staff. Now, if you want to see a real-life example of that, the National Governors Association had a meeting in D.C., it was this past few days. And even with the governors, the governors, again, you ought to be able to speak to governors. They're your counterpart, so to speak. No, only certain governors, a limited number of them, pre-screened questions in advance. So you're telling the governor of the state of Colorado, you're telling Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, you're telling Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, people who ought to be your friends, who don't want to trip you up, who just want to ask legitimate questions. No, you can ask the president this question and this question only, and you must read it from the card, and then he'll read the answer back to you. My, oh my, we have entered a new phase of dementia that is simply unheard of. unprecedented, with the exception of maybe Woodrow Wilson, who had a stroke and was hidden up in the East Wing forever. He corrected, I'll give you an example. He made the donor's concerns even worse about his mental fitness. At a previous televised fundraiser in which he claimed to have spoken to President François Mitterrand from Germany, I mean France, about January 6th at the G7 summit in 2021, despite the fact that French President Mitterrand had been dead for close to 30 years. He then corrected himself at a subsequent fundraiser, which was not televised, identifying the French president as Emmanuel Macron, but pool reporters said he instead got the Chancellor of Germany wrong, identifying him as Helmut Kohl, out of office since the 1990s and dead since 2017. All of which was followed by the release of the Hur report on Biden's mishandling of classified documents, which described him, as we've all heard by now, an elderly man with a poor memory, unable to remember when he was vice president or when his son Beau died in the investigative interviews. The Washington Post, I don't have time to get into it today. I'll either save it for next weekend or you can hear it on the podcast, because I'll talk about this during the week. Yesterday, the Washington Post published an opinion piece. Now, granted, it's an opinion piece by George Will, but nonetheless, the headline is, Roosevelt, meaning FDR, Roosevelt fixed his serious vice president mistake. Will Biden? Today's subject, George Will wrote, is potentially the most consequential mistake of Joe Biden's irresponsibly prolonged public life. She, the mistake, will not, however, be mentioned again, referring to Kamala Harris. I'm telling you, the knives are out. If you listen to the weekday program, I think I've mentioned it here too. I have this theory that Joe Biden will not be the nominee. I'd kind of given up on that theory. My theory's kind of coming back to life a little bit. I think Republicans need to be careful what they wish for. Because if he's not the nominee, and Trump is, can Trump beat whomever the Democrats nominate? Because it won't be Kamala Harris. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and text the word Michael to 33103. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you next weekend.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and confidence and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel has been doing for over 130 years, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest-growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, where success meets success. Find a financial advisor at stifel.com. Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.